And didn't quite get there, but you did today, and I have to imagine it feels pretty good.
I think for us, when we don't practice in the Barry all the time, these games are the best practice we're going to get. So when you get an opportunity to play in here and get a lot of shots up and play fast and play in rhythm, I think that experience is invaluable to us. And I definitely think, we've came a long ways since that Bay game. I think that was noticeable tonight. And I'm proud of how we've continued to get better.
Absolutely. And one of the big things that I noticed is that the bench, again, played a huge role in this game. 48 bench points for the Cats tonight. And it was really visible in that first half, where after the first media break, it was 15-10. Justin, Trey, and Sam come off the bench, and the Cats instantly go on an 11-0 scoring run. Can you talk about the impact that your bench had on this game today?
Yeah, so I'm going to steal a. All of coaching is stealing, I guess. You just steal ideas from people. And Andy Broncoma, the coach at Ferris, I was watching one of their games, and he referred to his second unit as the energy unit. And I liked it. And so we've been kind of calling that group of guys that because they come in and I think they just pick up our intensity. They're a little bit more aggressive. We can do a little bit more pressure. And so I those guys have been awesome for us. We're very deep. We played 8 in the first half, but I think as you can see in the second half, we could play 12, 13 guys and not have too much of a drop off. Connor Casperbo is a great basketball player that would play a ton for everyone. And we're fortunate enough where we just have more depth than a lot of teams. So it's definitely a big advantage for us.
And another area that really stood out to me as well, we talked before the game about good juju or getting some favor from the basketball gods. And when you take care of the rock and you pass well, you'll get that. The Cats did that again today, 24 assists compared to just 7 turnovers. And they got it done the other way as well, 27 points off of 16 Concordia, Wisconsin turnovers. Did you like what you saw from the Cats in that regard today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that was a great example of what we talked about in the pregame is we were getting the right shots. They were coming off kicks. They were in rhythm. They were in flow. When that starting unit went back in the second half and then just went on a quick 10-0 run or 11-0 run, it was all unselfish, one more plays. And, in these games, I think sometimes I've seen a lot of teams where guys are trying to get some individual numbers. So for those guys to go in there knowing they probably only had 2-3 minutes left and to always make the extra play and, be willing to share it like that, that's probably the thing I was most impressed with the whole night.
So, Coach, you get the win here today, 102-65. You improved to 3-1 on the year. And now the final full weekend of non-conference play coming up before we get into the conference slate. Got St. Cloud State and Minnesota Duluth coming up next weekend. What's the focus for the Cats this weekend trying to get ready for some more Northern Sun opponents?
Yeah, they're great. They're really, really good teams. Those should be really awesome basketball games. If we're at the point where I hope to be this year, probably, 2 upper echelon NSIC teams, which is a great conference. And we're going to have our hands full. At the same time, I think, the 3-1 start and just how we've handled things and how we've improved, I think we're ready to try to take on that challenge. I'm happy that we have great teams coming in because I do think those two are as good as anything we're going to see all year. So getting that challenge this weekend, it really feels like it's time and we're ready for it. So we got to have a great week of practice. We got to prepare. We got to realize that these are the two best teams we've played yet. But that's what you want. I mean, you want to keep playing better and better teams as the year goes on, and we certainly have that coming up this weekend.
Absolutely, and those should be some great games that we'll be bringing to you right here on the Wildcat Sports Network as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again
yep.
on the win today.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it. Go Cats.
NMU head coach Matt Mashkozak with his thoughts on the team's